At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. If the U.S. Senate misses its midnight deadline to pass a spending bill, the federal government will shut down. That means furloughs for 200,000 Texans. Alex Samuels is a reporter with the Texas Tribune.
The National Park Service, they're going to close. They have more than 10 parks and historic sites that they manage in Texas. NASA has the Johnson Space Center in Houston. That will essentially shut down. The Department of Homeland Security will likely have to halt its E-Verify program, which will prevent Texas business owners from checking the immigration status of prospective employees. And those are just some of the effects that we might feel here in Texas.
Essential services would remain open, such as anything related to national security or public safety. Social Security recipients and other entitlement beneficiaries will get their checks, but new applications won't be processed during the shutdown. Well, just a week after state officials threatened to shut it down, the century-old Timberlawn Psychiatric Hospital in Dallas is voluntarily closing its doors. Timberlawn, in recent years, has been in trouble with regulators for safety problems, including sexual assaults. Chief Executive James Miller told the Dallas Morning News the hospital's owners made the decision last month because of a smaller patient population, the cost to refurbish the aging building, and an increasing availability of beds at other facilities. Miller also said management's confident Timberlawn has fixed its safety problems and now complies with federal regulations. The results of the latest government inspection, though, were not yet available. The hospital will close February 1st or soon after and is responsible for transferring patients to other hospitals. Collin County yesterday reported 6 flu-related deaths, the first for the county this season. All of the patients were adults. That brings the death toll for the 4 largest counties in North Texas to 49. 38 of those flu-related deaths were in Dallas County. 3 people have died in Tarrant and 2 in Denton. State Representative Victoria Niave, who represents parts of Dallas, Garland, and Mesquite, was one of the few bright spots for Texas Democrats last year. During the regular legislative session, she got a law passed to ease a backlog of untested rape kits. But a few days later, Niave had a car wreck back home and ended up pleading no contest to drunken driving. Niave will lead the Dallas Women's March tomorrow. She talked to KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Nationwide, the Washington Post estimated 4 million women marched on that day last January. It was a huge response to the Trump inauguration. Is that hunger still as much at the forefront now, a year later?
I think it has grown, especially when we see issues on the national level and here in Texas dealing with the Me Too movement, for example, and the laws impacting sexual harassment. The fact that we don't have equal pay for equal work for women, I think women are upset that we've said it's enough is enough. The fact that we have high numbers of women running for office all across the country shows that women are ready and are stepping up already to run for office.
A year ago, nobody could foresee how this Me Too movement would just kind of explode late in 2017. How do you see that tying into, you know, the energy that was generated by the Women's March?
We've been raising the flag all during session, trying to put attention on issues, for example, ending the backlog of thousands of untested rape kits in our state. The fact that, for example, our sexual harassment laws in Texas have a very short statute of limitations, only 180 days to file your complaint. We plan on filing legislation to extend the statute of limitations. But I think the fact that women have had enough and that people are finally listening is the time when we can do something to pass laws, and the momentum is on our side.
In Austin last spring, there was such a lopsided Republican advantage in both houses that your bill on rape kits, it was one of the very few Democratic bills that actually got through. How do you thread that needle?
When Democrats and Republicans work together and we have meaningful dialogue on issues, that's when we're able to pass great positive legislation for our state. So our legislation will allow somebody, an individual, to donate a dollar or any amount that you would like when you go apply for or renew your driver's license, commercial driver's license, personal ID, and motor vehicle registration. And our legislation is expected to generate $1 million per year to help towards the testing of rape kits. But I'll tell you, we shouldn't have to be coming to our fellow Texans Texans to ask them to contribute a dollar. Right. Our state should be fully funding this issue. And we are going to work hard next session to get additional appropriations to help test the backlog.
Let's talk about your other big moment last year, your arrest on drunken driving charges. The wreck actually happened the night before you were coming to KERA for a Friday conversation. Afterward, you made a statement saying, quote, "I will work to make this right." What have you done to make this right?
I think about that every day, that day. I understand and realize that little girls look up to me, and I want to make sure that they see somebody who says, like, if you're going to take responsibility, you take responsibility. I said I was going to take responsibility, and that's exactly what I have done. And but I'm not letting that stand in my way of representing our community.
You're up for re-election this year. No Democratic opposition in March, but Republicans are going to come after you on this.
We expect. We have three Republican opponents, and so, you know, we'll face whoever prevails from their primary. For us, we're going to continue to work to do what we've always done, and that is work across the aisle. I'm very proud that even as a Democrat, we earned the support of lots of independents and Republican supporters. And what we have to do is continue to fight extremism, and that's what we're seeing in the legislature, sadly.
You first ran for the legislature about this time 2 years ago. Has the landscape changed for a Democrat in Texas in those 2 years?
What we're seeing are people engaged at much higher levels than when I decided to first run. And people are registering to vote. People are knocking on doors. People are volunteering for progressive campaigns at levels that we have not seen in a long time. So we're going to work hard and to make sure that everybody votes in this gubernatorial year.
Victoria Nieves, state legislator and leader of tomorrow's Dallas Women's March. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Sunny skies with a high near 54.